Gloria Copeland has taught on healing for 35 years. Believers around the world have received their healing through the Word of God. Today is your day to receive. God loves you and He wants you to enjoy life healed and whole.
We are at Healing School. We just take the scriptures on healing. And this scripture says in Proverbs 4:20, "My son, attend to my words." That means give your attention to the words of God. "Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Glory to God. Now, if you've got a Bible, you've got that with you every day. Words. You've got words. The kids used to say about when they'd go to church, they got words. So you've got words every day. At the first symptom of any sign or sickness in your family, you get the healing scriptures out, you say them, you take them, and you pray and believe you receive when you pray, and you just have a healing service right there by yourself. Hallelujah. That's the way Ken and I live. We take our healing if we have any symptoms. The words are life unto those that find them, and health, I think that Hebrew word is medicine, to all their flesh. So here's what the Bible says for us to do. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, if when that symptom comes or that situation comes, you haven't been taking in the Word of God in your eyes, in your ears, and putting it in, making those deposits in your heart, you're not going to have the faith to bring that healing to pass or to bring that financial situation to pass. So what do? We take the Word daily. Amen. You need the Word of God every day going in your eyes, in your ears, and keeping your heart with all diligence. We have divine health. Divine health belongs to us. We don't ever have to be sick. Glory to God. You say, you might not believe that, but if you do, you just need more word in your eyes and your ears and in your heart. Because the scripture lets us know that we've been redeemed from the curse, from every sickness. It's already a done deal. All we have to do is take it, stand for it, say it, and enjoy it. Hallelujah. Of course, the same thing's true with your prosperity. Everything that's under the curse, poverty, sickness, whatever, all the bad things under the curse, in the blessing is taken care of. And the blessing belongs to us if we're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we don't have to talk Him into healing us. He's already done what He needs to do. Now all we need to do is take it when we pray. Believe you, receive it when you pray. Take it when you pray. So that's what we're going to do today. But we're going to feed ourselves on healing scriptures. You know, healing and some things have been mightily missed in the body of Christ. And even so far as people, more people used to than do now, but people, some people that aren't taught the word, they think God makes them sick instead of that God heals them. God's not making you sick. He's the healer. He's not the sicker. I mean, He's not making you sick. He's healing you. When we don't walk with God, success and victory are not guaranteed. Somebody said, "Well, yeah, I don't know God, but I'm wealthy. I've got this. I've got that. I'm successful." What about peace? Do you have peace? Do you have love? Do you have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? If you have that and success, you are a rich person. Glory to God. But you don't get those other things. You might make some money, but you don't get those other things without walking with God. Hallelujah. But we're not without God. Hallelujah. Today we're settling in on the healing. We're going to go to scripture and see what it says about healing. In the same way we do that today, you can settle in on peace or or prosperity or whatever the need is in your life, if you have any, or your children's life, and pass that heritage on to your loved ones. Psalm 33, 18 through 21 says, "Behold, the Lord's eye is upon those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe, who wait for him and hope in his mercy and loving kindness to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine." Glory to God. Our inner selves wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in him does our heart rejoice, because we have trusted, relied on, and been confident in his holy name. Let your mercy, loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion to our waiting and helping you, on you. Hallelujah. He is our help and our shield. Glory to God. Whatever it is, if it's a financial, if it's healing, if it's peace, God delivers us. He keeps us from death. He delivers us. He'll get us out of situations. He keeps us alive in famine. Psalm 34 says, "There's no want to those that fear the Lord." No want to those that fear the Lord. No want to those who honor him, in other words, who do what he says. When you become a word person and you say, "I'm going to find out what's in the word and I'm going to obey the word," you're walking in that place of no want. No want for anything. That would be hell. That would be material things. That'd be cars, houses, whatever. No want. No want to those that fear the Lord. In other words, those that do what he says. 1 Peter 3:8. I like this scripture. "Finally, all of you should be of one mind, and the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of one household." That's how we should treat one another. "Compassionate and courteous, tenderhearted and humble. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding and tongue lashing or berating, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness." If someone's done evil to you, in other words, here's what you do. You pray for their welfare. You say, "Well, I don't want to do that." It didn't ask you if you wanted to. It just said, do it. Pray for their welfare, happiness, and protection. What happens? Let's say somebody's suing you and it's totally unjust and you've gotten out of this lawsuit and you're in situation and you're mad and unforgiving toward them. What happens? Well, if you get in the same thing with them, you're not going to have help from heaven. You have to do what heaven says in order to walk in the blessing of heaven. And this says, pray for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. "For know that to this you have been called." We've been called to walk in love, forgive. "That you may yourselves inherit a blessing from God, and that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, and bringing welfare and happiness and protection." Now, I like this one. Listen to this. "For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue from evil and his lips from guile." I want to enjoy life and see good days. I don't want sick days. I don't want poor days. I don't want cursed days. I don't want to be under the curse. I want to enjoy life and see good days. So I must keep my tongue free from evil. We need to talk right. It's important what we say, because, you know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So if you're having trouble with your mouth, check what you've been putting into your heart. We should be talking good things. We should be talking the blessing. We should not be talking the curse, our fear, our doubt, our lack. But we should be, if we want to see good days, we have to talk good. Now, isn't that what it says? Keep his tongue from evil and his lips. If he wants to see good days, keep his tongue from evil. So you could say down here in Texas, if you want to see good days, talk right. Don't be talking unlovely things, negative things, bad things. Don't be talking fear things, doubt things. Talk good things. Talk the word of God. And verse 11 says, Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. If you want to see good days, turn away from wickedness and shun it. You can't have both. Let him do right and let him search for peace. On down, I skipped a little bit, but it says, do not merely desire peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, but pursue and go after them. So that's walking in love. Somebody does you wrong, forgive them. And what happens? You go free. What happens to them? Well, they're not my problem. I'm my problem. I've got to walk in love. Forgive. What does the Bible say? Forgive if you have aught against any. If you have anything against anybody, forgive. Why would the Lord tell you to do that when you're the one that's right? Because if you don't do that, even though you're right, now you're wrong. I don't think I can say that again. But you get the message. Now you're not walking in love. Got you out of love. Now you're peace and harmony, your blessings and danger. Do not merely deserve peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, and pursue and go after them. This is no joking matter. People are done wrong, and it's bad. Somebody, you know, did bad things, stole from them, took something, did something bad, terrible to them. And then that person that was mistreated gets in strife and unforgiveness. And that's the worst thing that's happened yet. Unforgiveness and strife keeps the blessing from working in your life. You say, yeah, but I'm not the one that did wrong. Well, you made a mistake when you got it unforgiveness and you didn't walk in love. That's our commandment. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, if you just do that, it'd free up so much things in your life. When somebody does you wrong, forgive them. And what happens? Well, you're free. What happens to them? Well, we don't know. They're not our problem. Forgive if you have aught against any. That will bring peace to your life and make it a habit. Ken and I, you know, we've been mistreated by different people in the press and so on. We just forgave them. And we don't even remember what their name was. We forgave them. And you, that's what's that, what does that do? That sets us free. That sets you free. Forgive if you have aught, in other words, anything against any. That's love too. Love forgives, glory to God, if it has aught against any. Do not merely desire peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, but pursue it. You know, this works at home too. Listen to this church, got quiet. If you get in a little spat, which you shouldn't if you know better, you do know better. But say, forgive me. I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. Forgive each other. I mean, two people living together for 50 or 60 years, you know, you probably have a few words. But don't do it. Endeavor not to do it. If you do it, what do? You make it right. You forgive. Say, I'm sorry. I should not have said that. I apologize. We've got our little Emily, the little Kelly's little baby. When she says or does something wrong, she apologize. Well, she's got that right. She apologized. I don't know if she has a clue what it means or not, but she apologized. She knows when she does something wrong or bad, she apologized. Well, that's the way we should be. We should be quick to forgive, slow to take offense. Don't take offense. When we take offense, now we're messing ourselves up. And just as long as it's something they did to us, we walk in love and we believe God. If it's really a serious problem, we believe God to handle it for us. But we don't have to hold it against the people that do it. Amen? Glory to God. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, those who are upright and right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. Now, he's just said, forgive, turn away from wickedness, and let him turn to God and to peace, and have peaceful relations with God and, he says, fellow men. So this keeps, if we'll do that and we'll walk in love, we'll forgive. We won't hold things against people. Even if they did us wrong, we forgive them. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. So I want him to be listening when I pray, don't you? So I'm going to be a forgiver. I'm not going to hold things against anybody. I'm going to forgive them. What does that cost me? Nothing. I just forgive. I just relinquish my right to be upset, to be mad, to retaliate. I forgive. The Lord is the face of the Lord, but the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate them, to defeat them. First Peter said, of course, if we want to up there earlier, he said, if you want to see good days and enjoy life, what do? It says, if you want to see good days, you keep your tongue from evil. Say good things. Don't say bad things. You keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking treachery or deceit or lies, and you turn away from wickedness and shun it, and let him do right, and let him search for peace. And what do you get? The blessing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous to bless them. Glory to God. His ears are attended to the prayer, the people who do what's right. We get to have and enjoy life. When you're in strife, you're not enjoying life. Somebody might have really done you wrong, and now you're mad and you're upset, and it's the first thing you think about in the morning, last thing you think about at night. Who's getting punished here? You are. They don't even know what you're thinking. Walk in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Amen? That's why the Lord tells us to walk in love. That's our commandment. Why did he give us that commandment? Why couldn't we retaliate? Because he wants things to go well with us. He wants us to be blessed. He wants to be able to do us good. So what do? We forgive if we have aught against any. Glory to God. Amen? So anybody that's done you wrong and you're still harboring it, forgive. Somebody does you wrong, forgive. Just say, I'm not going to hold that against them. I forgive them. Lord, help them. I pray for them. Show them what to do. Help them. I forgive them. What did I do? I went free. Hallelujah. What did you do when you did that? You went free. Amen. And that's important to our healing. I'm telling you, you get strife and resentment, it's not healthy. Things will start going wrong in your body. But Jesus himself bore our sicknesses, the Bible says, and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. We are in a state of healing because of what Jesus did for us. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're believing God for healing today, we talked about by his stripes you were healed. Lots of healing scriptures, but that's the big one. Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures in multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for his children to be well, completely well.
Receive his healing word for you and start enjoying life today. Order your copy of the Healing Word Package today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number 800-600-7395 or write to us today. Build your faith with Gloria Copeland's teaching on CD or DVD. Transform your overall health and well-being as you read Gloria Copeland's book entitled Healing Promises and Healing Confessions on CD with accompanying booklet. For an additional 10% off, order the Healing Word Package online.
I hear the scripture in my heart, and Jesus healed them all! Yeah.
This is Carmen from Indianapolis, Indiana, and she came to the convention this year. She had been believing for healing in her right foot, and the word the Lord gave her was to declare a restructuring of her foot. When she got off the plane, when she arrived, she had a surge of pain, but she stayed with what she had said. In the service, there was a word of knowledge given that healing was taking place in the ball of your right foot. And she took that and began to move it around. All pain is gone. She says she is now totally healed, restructured foot in Jesus'
Praise
name.
Praise God. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Look at that. That's super. Good for you. Good for God.
I had had problems in the ball of my foot for a lot of years. And I have been praying about and standing on the scriptures regarding my feet being pain-free. And when I got off the airplane here in Fort Worth, immediately a pain shot through my foot, and I had never had a pain like that before.
Somebody's feet getting healed right now. I said your feet are getting healed right now. As a matter of fact, it's the right foot, and the ball of your right foot was sore, and now it's healed. And you're gonna walk on it and be able to jump on it just like that. So I'm saying I'm calling it out now, because I'm speaking to that mountain.
And I just knew that God was paying personal attention to me. Even with all the people that were in here, my feet feel very good. I'm excited about my right foot feeling even better than the left foot. And I'm healed, I'm blessed, I'm whole. So that's what it feels like. It's great.
Sister Gloria, this is Bobby Reeves from Cleveland, Ohio, and this is her first Believers Convention.
Well, welcome.
Hallelujah. The doctors diagnosed her as having arthritis in her knees, and it's been difficult for her to get around, but she says that during the service this morning, she got freedom in her knees. She's been able to get up and be pain-free. So
well,
she said she's
God.
Healed. Praise
Good.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Got a miracle in her knees. Thank
Glory
you,
to God. That's
Jesus.
Awesome.
That's great.
On the plane trip down, my knees were so stiff, and I've been having problems with my knees, and the doctor said that it was arthritis. So I came, and when I got off the plane and when I came here, I had problems standing with my knees aching, so I sat quite a bit.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! New cartilage in knee joints. New cartilage in hip joints. Praise God. Hallelujah. All new joints. No more arthritis. No more beat down bones. Glory to God. None of it left in the room.
Pastor Copeland was talking about calling the different parts of the body. And then when he called my knees, I said, I gotta get up here. And then I got up and stood up, and my knees just felt good. So I will continue to pray and read my scriptures and just be healed and be happy. The power of God is in this place. So I've just had a marvelous experience, one that I will never, ever forget. And I thank God for it.
Carmen and Bobby are pain-free, hallelujah. By Jesus' stripes, they were healed and they are healed. If you're believing for parts in your body be fixed, to be fixed and restored and healed, go to the great physician, Jesus. Stand on the Word of God. Put God's medicine, the Word, that's what Proverbs says it is, in your eyes, in your ears. Get it down in your heart. And then release the healing power of the Word of God in your life. Pray and say healing even when you feel good. I stand for healing all the time. When I feel good, when I have a pain or whatever, which is very rare, I stand for healing. But in between, I'm always believing God that I'm healed because the Scripture says that. By His stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. Today's offer is the Healing Word Package. Get well, stay well, enjoy your life. If you want to change, make a change. The way you build faith for anything, prosperity or healing or whatever it is put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears. Bring it out your mouth and receive it. Today, consider the situation according to the Word. Align your thinking with God's Word. All these things that we offer on here, your healing package and so on, order today and get it for your family. Give it to family members who need help and are sick, or if you just want them to increase and grow in the Word, give them the Word of God. Next week is Christmas. If you need prayer, call our 24-hour prayer line. Seek God for the answers you need. Draw strength and courage from His Word. Now, here's the key. Believe you receive when you pray. You take it when you pray. You keep it. Put those words in your mouth. I have it. I am healed. I am whole. I am prospering. To contact our office outside the United States, check the hours of operation. I'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Jesus became obedient to death. He gave Himself to it to get us into that place where we receive Him as Lord and Savior. Amen. For no reason Jesus said, "Will I cast him out?"
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website.